Okay, today I have the honor of introducing Jed Dunham. He is a phenomenal speaker. The title of his presentation that he has is "This Year We Honor Our Veterans from Argonne to Mosul, Commemorating a Century of Service." So Jed, if you'd like to come and take the stage.
Thank you. I am an American, and I am exceptionally proud to be one, for this is the land of unlimited opportunity. And I stand before you today as proof of that opportunity, because here is a man who never served a day in the uniform of this nation, never raised his arm to swear the oath, and yet I stand before you today with the great honor to deliver the Manhattan, Kansas Veterans Day speech. Indeed, a land of unlimited opportunity. But I am an American, and I am exceptionally proud to be one. And I'm honored to have been given this task today to celebrate those on a day that we honor those who did wear the uniform of this nation and who did raise their hand to swear the oath to defend and protect the freedoms that we enjoy as Americans. And it has been said by those far greater than I that peace and freedom must be fought for every day, and that freedom is that small little part of us which can never be defeated. Or in the words of Merle Haggard, who had that uncanny ability to strip the noble thoughts to their most vibrant core, freedom is what prohibition ain't. And it's fitting that we are gathered here today on November 12th, the day after November 11th, the day after the Armistice Day and Veterans Day. And it's been a century of service that we honor today, a century of service from the Argonne Forest through the wars of the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam, the Cold War, Desert Storm, our current wars up to Mosul, a century that required the selfless service and sacrifice of our Americans to defend those freedoms. And as we spoke earlier today, November 11th, 1918, 100 years and a day ago, was the day that the First World War finally came to an end with the armistice that silenced the guns along the Western Front. And there was a woman here in Manhattan, Kansas. She ran a boarding house on Bluemont and 10th Street, and she had a son who served in the American Expeditionary Forces, who was near the Western Front when the guns did go silent. And she wrote a letter to her son expressing her joy that this was the war that would end all war. And her son received that letter, Lieutenant Harry Hunt, serving with the 35th Division, the Missouri and Kansas National Guard. And he responded to his mother's exuberance, her enthusiasm that this was the war to end all wars. I'd like to share his thoughts with you because I think they're very prophetic, and they spoke very, very highly from someone who almost had a vision of the future. And he said in his letter back to his mother, he said, "And so, Mama, you think that this will be the last war? Well, you know what they say about great minds not always running in the same channel. For I think there will be war just as long as this old world is run, or tried to be run, by human beings. There's just too much of the animal nature in us not to fight, and the wars will always get worse in proportion to the education and the knowledge of the people." And how prophetic those words proved to be, written very near the 11th day, the 11th month, when the guns finally fell silent. He almost forecasted the century that would come next, a century that would require the selfless service and sacrifice of those who would swear to defend our freedoms. And so we honor that today. We honor that century of service, and we commemorate that century of service. And we often think of our veterans in the uniform of this nation. We often think of the battlefields on which we send them to defend the principles and the ideals that are what makes us Americans. But I would like to speak to us about the veteran who comes back to us, because I think now we need that service more than ever. And as they return, they bring back this sense of duty, this sense of honor, this sense of service to something higher than self. And that is the message that I hear from the veterans who I know. And that is an oath that knows no sacrifice, that knows no extinction. And so when they return to us, they return to our community. They are a vibrant, vital part of our community. And here in the United States of America today, we do not have to look far to find our differences, to find our division, and to find those moments which divide us and send us apart. And I asked our veterans to give, once again, that knowledge that they gained through their service and bring it back to us, us civilians here who are so proud to wander in our own individualism, and to bring back that notion and that sense of service to something higher than self. Because when that is achieved, there becomes a sense of belonging, a sense of strength, a sense of unity that is gained from belonging to something higher than self. And I think that as we go through our country today, I think the greatest threat that faces us is not from without. Nothing can defeat us from the outside forces. But from within, we are attacked by the enemy of loneliness. And loneliness is a powerful and painful human condition, for it is what drives us to isolation and to the echo chamber of tribal thinking, and it makes us think that we are on our own, off on our own little wilderness. And I think that that is something that we need in this nation today, is to bring us back to this sense that we are united together, and we are all in this thing together. And that's asked, you know, how does that look like, though? What does that feel? What does a veteran's service to the community look like? And I say, look around us, because it's there with everywhere we go, everywhere we serve, everywhere, everything that we do is a daily basis. But as a point of kind of what, you know, how to see that as we saw, you know, many of my friends are veterans. And I see their commitment to unity, their service to something higher, in the way they help their fellow veterans out, whether it's just a, you know, a contact for employment, a pathway to education, a little cup of coffee and conversation, or even time something a little bit higher. And I want to share a story of a friend of mine here in Manhattan, a veteran of his own wars, battle-scarred, and he was driving with a younger veteran, a veteran of our current wars, who was having a lot of trouble dealing with the visions that he had seen on the battlefields. And they were driving down a lonely, deserted gravel road, and the conversation eventually turned to the loaded weapon in the console of his truck. And the older veteran looked at him and said, you know, what about that? And the younger veteran said, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've picked that up and placed it under my chin and wanted to pull the trigger. And it took a while before they drove away from there. But as they did, but they shared that conversation where they listened, they felt, they provided the encouragement. And the older veteran said to him, is it okay if I look after that gun for you? And he did. And that younger veteran today, through that sense of unity, that sense of help, that sense of encouragement, is a thriving and surviving member of our community and a vibrant member of our community. So that's part of that message of service that never ends. You know, that message of go one more mile. Go one more day. Join us. The team needs you. And that's the veteran that I think of when I think of our veteran. That's the veteran that I honor when I think of what they bring to us. Certainly, you know, peace and freedom, they must be defended. They must be defended at all costs. And then as we come back to our society, that service of our veteran continues. And we see that in our community from all walks of life. They are our doctors, policemen, our elected officials, our firemen, our educators, our artists, our business owners, and indeed our parade organizers. You know, the beautiful celebration that we enjoy here today, a moment of tremendous unity and joy and happiness. The children of this community are able to parade down the streets, sing their songs, all the different organizations that make our community given a forum to present themselves and to be honored and to treasure and to be celebrated. What a unifying, beautiful thing that is. And so that's the veteran I see, and that's the veteran, again, as we say, we honor this century of service. It's that veteran who comes back to us and continues to serve and continues to give. And I want to just take a small moment here to thank the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition for organizing and planning and performing this wonderful celebration of America today in our veterans. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And thank you for that. Please pass the wealth of that. And as we conclude our celebration here today, I want to leave you with this. You know, as I said, it's not that we don't have to look far to find our division, to find our fractures in this society. And often, that vision that of what we are is different from what we see with our own eyes. So as we go out today and we are perched on the broad expanse of a great unknown future, a future which for some is daunting and challenging due to the obstacles that lie in front of us and the divisions that plague our country, but I ask you to create a vision of your own future, one which is gained through the visions of your own experiences. Because all too often, what we see in our own experience is different from what those who pull the levers of power want us to see. And as we go through this play today, you know, we are the United States of America, and we are a country of vast differences. It is what makes us the most beautiful nation on earth. Anyone can become an American. Think about that. Anyone can be an American. And I know that the technicalities of legal documentation and paperwork and such and whatnot, but when I think of America, I think of that small part of us where that spirit of I make my own future, I create my own destiny, where that little notion resides. That's who I think of when I think of America. That's the America that I know intimately. And it is one that knows no restriction, nor obstacle, nor limit. And we can continue and enjoy our freedoms, enjoy our blessings because of those who have taken it upon themselves to raise their arm, swear that oath, and wear the uniform of this great nation. And so as we go out there today, this beautiful, beautiful place that we are, you know, we're here in the Peace Memorial Auditorium, a beautiful memorial auditorium dedicated to 101 of our very own Riley County boys who made the supreme sacrifice during World War II, and surrendered their own right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness so that we may enjoy ours. And when I look at that memorial, and then I read those names engraved in stone, I pause and reflect, and I wonder, if they could speak to us today, what would they like us to say? What would they like us to hear? Us Americans, so wrapped in the warm blanket of freedom that we often forget what the world can become in its absence. And as I think of those 101 Riley County boys who gave their lives, the 2,600 others who served at that time in history when humanity itself was threatened, and I wonder if they could speak to us today, what would they say? And I think perhaps they would look at us and they would say, you know, perhaps we've celebrated our differences long enough. Perhaps now the time has come for us to celebrate that which we have in common and to remember that we are the United States of America and we are all in this thing together. So, ladies and gentlemen, children of this community, I thank you from the depth of my heart for allowing me this great honor to speak on this beautiful, sacred day. God bless each and every one of you. God bless the United States of America. And join me with the pride, the enthusiasm, the compassion, the joy, the love that surges through my soul when I say the words, I am an American. And I am exceptionally proud to be one. And I'm exceptionally proud to be one of you. Thank you very much, and God bless our veterans.